Okay, we left off on the Beis and Aleph. We saw Hakdama of the Erech, what this world of Nisuin is, at least two approaches, an approach of Kinyan, an approach of Mamela, Nafkaminas we gave in terms of Eidim Lekiyam HaDavar, in terms of Da'as Makna, in terms of, and Da'as Kona, in terms of Tanai, in terms of Shlichus. And then we moved over to the Takana that we find in the Mishnah, of Gesul and Yisei Yom HaRevi'i, and we spoke about the concept of Ta'anat Gesulim and what Ta'anat Gesulim engenders. Is this what engenders the Isur Zona? That's the way Tosus assumes, and then we have set up an Ukimta where we only have one suffix as opposed to a Sveik Sveika. Or is the Ta'anat Gesulim that which engenders the Chiyuv Ambezdin to be Mevarer the suffix, to be Mevarer even the Sveik Sveika? That we saw in the Shitas of the Rishonim, the Rashi, and Rashi is going that direction, or that the Tainas Besulim is simply a Tanai Kodem Lemaisa for Edus, for Edim Lekiyum Hadavar of Znut. That even though we don't paskin that such an approach, but there is a Makshan on the Tesemer Aleph who views that just like Kedushin require Edim Lekiyam HaDavar, just like Gitin require Edim Lekiyam HaDavar, so also Znut requires Edim Lekiyam HaDavar, even if the husband and wife are both modim, that's not enough to ask of the woman. And then, Hayamashkim Lebezdin, Shema Yavo Edim, that would create this Isur rather than would, rather than anything else. And we pointed out that Rav Shlomo Eger learned that as Pshat in Rashi, in the Shema Yavo Edim, to take that the sheet of that Makshan into account as well. So, they move over into the Gemara. Amar Rav Yosef, Amar Rav Yehuda, Amar Shmuel. Very, very strange statement. Brings our Mishnah and brings in the Mishnah later on. Adaf Nun Zayin, Begiyazman, Velo Nisu. And wants to link these two that we have over here, a cause and an effect. So then Rav Yosef, when he thought over what he said, Mari D'Avraham, what's going on over here? And he was bothered that totally Taina, the Mefarish Taima, the Tanya, the low Mefarish Taima. So as to what was the Hava Mina? In other words, how could Rabbi Yosef have said a statement in the first place? It doesn't make sense. So according to Rashi, it was just all one big mistake. Namely that Rashi starts off with Kaman Makshi Allah, that the Lafisha Shanino is simply something's missing. He had a partial statement, and he said it, and he said it over because it was there, but it really didn't mean anything. My changing for the Tosas and Neima Amru, Tosas gives a different explanation of the phrase Neima Amru, that Neima is not only a reason, but also a Nafkamina. Now, a Nafkamina includes a reason, but it goes beyond the reason. In other words, that there is a connection to the between the Ha'ala'at Mizonot and the Takana of Yom HaRevi'i, in terms of determining what exactly is the time, as I will point out a little later. The question is, why bring an external nafkamina if we have an internal nafkamina? That's what bothered Rav Yosef. If we have an internal nafkamina, which is brought in the Mishnah, why bring in an external nafkamina? Okay, absolutely, yeah, that's a question of Pshat in the Gemara. Then the Gemara comes up to the full statement. What's the full statement? Henner's question. We would have the same ta'am, the same nafkamina. Now we have a nafkamina. Was a nafkamina of Shaktu, that he gias man below Nisu, ochos nishaloba ochos the truma, that only if he gias man the revi the Shabbos. But if he gias man the echad the Shabbos, mitoch she'eno yochol lichnos, eino ma'alala mizonos. Okay. Tosos points out, at the bottom Tosos, that the Gemara over here is leaving out another factor that will come to a little later on by the Almana. And that is that there is a preference of the later in the week as opposed to earlier in the week because of bracha. It's kedei shetibol b'chamishishim bracha, sheneem ralo b'dogim, to get into the bracha of Puru Revu. And that's also, it appears, enough of a reason to have weddings later in the week. Nowadays, everyone tries in Eretz Yisrael to get married on Tuesdays, Yom Shinichbal Bo Kitov, in America on Sundays, for reasons that are obviously connected with Shabbos Sheni Shabbos. But over here, the question is, why does the Gemara leave out this whole din of Shabbos? It does this, gives a broad answer, and the question is whether this is one answer or two answers. Yomer Ri, the Tam Bracha Eina Ela Eitza Tova, V'lo Mikri Arvayana, Avo Mishim Shaktu Mikri Arvayana. So you could read Tosfos as one answer. I mean, that's what basically he's saying. He says that we have Takonos and we have Eitzos, and if we are going to move it into the world of Chiyuv Mizonos, so ignoring a Takana, That's, or rather, the other way around. Postponing a wedding because of the takana, for the purpose of the takana, that moves over into the world that would pater mizonos, because that takana is something that has to be reckoned with, otherwise you'd be mikri avaryana. However, to postpone a wedding because you want a bracha, that would already be mechayev mizonos. That's only an eitzah tova. It's not a eitzakana. However, it appears to me that the ritva alatar doesn't bring in, in other words, that you could say that maybe ta'am bracha is also a takana. The ta'am bracha is also not to engender a takana. However, lo mikri avaryana. Avo mishum shaktu mikri arvayana. Namely, that you can have that the difference over here between bracha and shaktu is not that this is an eitzah tova and this is a takana. Yitaken that both are takana. The question is, which takana would engender a chiyuv mizonos? That if what you are doing is because of shaktu, is for her benefit, then that would tap you from mizonos. Because were you not to take into account her benefit, that would be mikri avaryana. But if what you're doing is for your benefit, because you want the bracha of puruvu, even if it's takana, b'cholza you'd be chayav in mizonos, because in that situation, we're not dealing over here on a level of arvayana. Namely that the onus is on the husband in terms of takanos that are for the benefit of the wife. That if the husband is taking into account the takana for the benefit of the wife, that would pater him from his mizonos. If he's taking into account a takana which is for his benefit, even if it's a takana, the fault of he would still be chayav mizonos. Again, within Tosfos, you know, Tosfos seems to say this is all one inyan. Eitzah tova l'mikri avaryana, but it could very well be that elavadeh yishum bracha l'mikri avaryana, that stands on its own, even without bringing in the concept of eitzah tova. Yeah, could be. But these are just side inyanim. What one should stand on, and this is something which is much more basic, is exactly how to understand what Chazal were metaken in their din of Higiyas Mandalo Nisu, Ochos Mishalo, the Ochos Mitruma. And here I sent you to a Hakira in the Or Sameach, which is Ein Kol Chodosh Tachas HaShemesh, which is really a Machlokes Rishonim. What Hakira does the Or Sameach raise in terms of Ochos Mishalo, the Ochos Mitruma, Yoshua? What chakira can one raise in terms of the nature of this din of ochos nishalova ochos v'truma? Of her own? No. I don't have anything to ask with me, but basically asks, is this a knas? Is this a knas? Namely, that higiyas man v'lo nisu. So therefore, ochos nishalo, or kones the baal, there's still kedushin. Kedushin was supposed to last for a year and then move into nisuim, and now the kedushin is being extended by the initiative of the baal. So we're kones the baal. What do you think to yourself that you're not going to get? That you could just leave this woman hanging? We'll give you a knas of mizonos, like Rabbi Willig's prenuptial agreement. that until the Baal, if the Baal, in other words, is supposed to give a get, and he's playing footsie, he's playing around, etc., so it'll be konish him every day. He doesn't give the get, we'll make him put up his wife and his family in a hotel, we'll give a knas. The knas sometimes pushes someone in the right direction. Here the right direction is Yisurim, there the right direction is Gerishim, but we give a knas to push someone. Or, what's the other way of doing it? Not the knas, but rather...
that they're married.
That they are married. There still won't be a heter of a ba'ala without kufa. However, all the obligations that a husband has, he's going to have anyway. Namely, he's going to have all of the achrayus without any of the privileges. He might as well get married already. If ech shelo yiyeh, he's going to be chayav b'refuas, and he's going to be chayav b'mezonoseha, and the onus of haparat adar is going to be on him, v'chulei. Namely, that the whole world of mamonos is going to come together, including even things that are for his benefit. In other words, Ma'asa Yadeha, and Mitziyasa, and Yerushasa, that we view him as being married in Sinat Mamonit. What exactly did Chazal have in mind? Is Ochos Mishalo the tip of the iceberg? Or is Ochos Mishalo the be-all and end-all? Is that six nas? So I sent it to the Rishonim. What did you find? Who says what? The Ritva on the Mishnah Veda Natan Zayin.
He says it's like they're married.
Machlokas Talmidim of the Ramban. I don't know what the Ramban himself held. That would be very interesting to try and find out how two Talmidim of the Ramban can have two such different approaches to the Takana. But we're dealing with Kalus Talmidim of the Ramban, the Ra'ah and the Ritva, each of whom had a totally different view of how to understand the Halacha. What is fascinating is the approach of the Tosas Rid. The Ritva and the Ra'ah usually are found in the footnotes. You can find them if you look in the footnotes of the Ritva, you'll find the Ra'ah. And it's very interesting. We have the Ra'ah. It could also be that it's really not the Ra'ah, because we have the Ra'ah on Tzuvos. The reason I didn't send you to the Ra'ah, I sent you the Shita Mekubes, and it's not because there's only one Ra'ah and the three Shita Mekubes is just measures. But it's only when the Shita Mekubes quotes the Ra'ah, that it uses that lasha by Yisurim. That there is also a similar din of Ochos Mishalo in terms of Yibun, when a person is supposed to be Miyabe and he postpones the Yibun. And in the real Ra'ah, he only says this din of Knas of Mizonos by Yibun. But in the Shitim Kubezis, when it quotes the Ra'ah, it says, Vuhu Hadin, Lehigi Azman Velo Misu. So that sentence is not found in the Ra'ah. So maybe it's really not fair to turn into Machlokas Ra'ah and Ritva. It's a Shita Mekubetzes B'Shein HaRa'ah and the Ritva. But the Tosas Rid is not found in the footnotes. Well, but where did I find it? That in Yeshivas Panovich, they once put out Marma Pomos for someone's shir, and the Tosas Rid was found there. So I found it via the Marma Pomos from Panovich, but it's a very, very interesting Tosas Rid that we find that this Mishnah on Daf Nun Zayin has two parts to it. One part which is quoted on Daf Beis Amud Aleph, namely, no Ochos Mishalo v'Ochos Betruma. And then we find a continuation, Zom Mishnah Rishona, that this was all one level of Sa. However, Beis Yishacharehen Amru, Ein Isha Ocheles Betruma, Ad Shetikones Lechupa. And the Gemara explains that this really depends as to why we say that even though the Iker Hadin Mida Oraisa, even a woman who has Kedushin can already eat Truma, but Chazal moved it over to Nisuim. What's the reason why Chazal moved it over to Nisuim? Is it because of Sinfon? Is it because Shema Yashke, that maybe she'll give it to her friends, to her relatives, or is it a question we're afraid maybe there won't be a Nisuim that we have over here, a problem maybe it should be a Balas Mum? Those are reasons that were given, maybe purely Truma reasons. It appears that the only question is as to whether Truma comes along with the deal. As to whether we have over here a knas of mezonos and truma, or as to whether we have over here a world of Yisun including truma. But the question is purely a truma question. Pontet Tosas Rid, and what does Tosas Rid say? What is the difference between the Mishnah Rishon and Mishnah Achrona? Not only truma. What does truma represent? Nachon. Truma represents Nisuin L'Kol Davar. That the Mishnah Rishona that we have over here, Ochos Mishalova, Ochos the Truma, the moment that Truma is brought into the picture, that means Harei Nisuin L'Kol Davar, even in terms of Truma. Then who has in Masa Yadeha, and who are the Nirusha V'chulei. And the Mishnah Achrona, Ein Isha Ochelas B'Truma, Asher Tikones V'chupa, is telling us there's no Chupa yet. If there's no Chupa yet, there's no Nisuin. And if there's no Nisuin, then the whole package falls off. And it's purely a Knas by Mizonos. Namely, that this question of Ochos B'Truma or not Ochos B'Truma is not an internal Truma Inyan, but this is really the Machlokes between the Rizva and the Shita B'Shein Hara'ah. It's the Ein Chodesh Tachas Hashemesh moves from the Or Sameach to the Rishonim, and moves from the Rishonim back into the Mishnah itself. The only Rishon who learns that way is the Tosfos Rid. From the Gemara itself, you don't have to come on to that at all. The Gemara fits in very, very nicely without all of that. We can have an internal Truma problem. However, it's a beautiful way of understanding the Truma. Because if we're going to say it's a Knas, then one tries to think to oneself, Ochos Mishalov, we can understand why that would be a Knas. Namely, that this husband now has put up mezonos for a woman who's living with Beis Aviha. But why be Kones a Kohen that this woman should eat Truma? What kind of Knas is that? Why? I mean, so let's be Kones this Kohen that the woman should eat Kulik. It's more expensive. I mean, where does it fit into a Knas? If she's Nisula called Davar, then it makes sense. But if I'm a level of Knas, it's a little difficult. So that fits in very nicely within the Tosfos Rid. Okay. Those are matters that are just to understand the Gemara which is quoted over here. And now we have to get into the sugi itself. We're in a little Tzuvah that Beis Amid Aleph, and we have on Tzuvah that Beis Amid Aleph a Lafika of Rav Yosef. What is Lafika? Lafika Cholahu O Shecholsahi O Shepirsanida Eina Ma'alala Mizonos. What over here is a Sustel? What's the connection between Cholahu, Cholsahi, Pirsanida, and this Mishnah and Daphne Zayin, Higi Azman, Velo Nisu? Onus. That if we patter a person because of the onus of a takana, who hadin, we patter him from all onus. Onus of mana patra is a general principle, and we have over here simply differences in the details, but the rule is the same. So a takana is an example of onus. Cholahu is another example. Cholsahi is a third example. Pirsanida is a fourth example. None of these involve any negligence. We're all dealing over here on the level of items that are above and beyond the Baal and the Isha. Similar to the takana. The takana is above them. And so the takana patters. And so also all of these patter. Fine. That's the first lesson of the Gemara. The Ika, the boy, the mi boy. Cholahu, mahu. Ha, sometime on my nishim de onis, ha nami onis, so far so good. O dilma, ha, some onis de takanta de takinu le rabbanon, ha, lo. What in the world is this havamina to this thing, or not havamina, what in the world is this side of the Gemara? The side of the Gemara that we'll see is the held in madin din siloma. What is the side of the Gemara to distinguish between onis and onis? Between onis of takana, as opposed to onus of holy and pure sanita. Why would we say that the onus of takana should absolve one of mizonos? Masha'en came, the onus of other onsim wouldn't absolve one. Pure sanita is pretty objective. Go to any rough, right? This woman's a nida. That's pretty objective. Chola, I agree with you. Right? 101 fever, 104 fever, scholar's fever. And there are different levels of exactly what you call it. But here's a nida. So that's objective, yeah. And according to you, if we would be dealing with a flood, that would be external. That would be, you know, the husband can't get to his wife. They want to get married. Planes aren't flying. Planes aren't flying. So the cholera, what would that? It would be like takanta drabonim. You want to say? No, but we haven't. Always, at this point in the Gemara is distinguishing between takanta drabonim on one hand, cholahu cholsahi pirsanida on the other hand. So you want to say takanta is objective. These are subjective. So I'm asking, would you say then that if all of a sudden there is an airstrike, that would be objective or subjective? If there is a hurricane, objective or subjective? There's a curfew, objective or subjective? Where would you put it? I think over here the Gemara is viewing takanta as something unique. Yes? But we don't find. In other words, had we had a heim amru v'heim amru, you'd be correct. But the second heim amru is a statement of Shmuel. Where Shmuel said that once Rabbanan made a takana, therefore. The question is as to whether, why did Shmuel say that? Because this is an ones or because it's a takana? That's exactly our question. I'm saying, why would we distinguish? Why would Shmuel distinguish? It's not as though the original Rabbana made this takana. Shmuel said, once we have a takana, that would pater them from the zonos. But the question is, what reason is there internal within to distinguish between the ones of a takana and other ones? Yes? But then you get in trouble. I'm here, Samida, and Kol Sahi, etc. Now that's what Gemara talks about later on. So, but at this point in the Gemara, that distinction isn't yet brought. I'm not aware of the Yirsa of the Rashba. So the Chora, the reason that we don't have that Yirsa is because at this point in the Gemara, we're not bringing that in as a factor. It's only going to be brought in at a second point. No, I sent you to a Shita. Yes? This is what Reuven meant, namely that it's a question of the nature. The question over here is what was the nature of the takana? If the nature of the takana is simply that we say inachinami higi asman, but we have an onus, then maybe it should include other onus as well. But if the nature of the takana is Reuven, how you say nature of the takana is? What does Chazal do? They suspended time. They say, Odlo higi azman. It was that even though, according to the original marriage contract, they were supposed to get married on the 1st of September, Labor Day weekend, right, wedding, but the moment we have a takana, it means that the time of the wedding is not September 1st, the time of the wedding is September 4th. That's what was changed. What was changed in the takana was Rabbanan postponed the time of the wedding, so it's Odlo higi azman. So if Odlo higi azman, a barad is no mizonot. Ma'ashenkin and Chalahu Cholsahi Pirsanida. There it's Higiyazman. And in one case you have Higiyazman, and therefore we have a Takana. In the other case, what Chazal are telling us is that Od Lo Higiyazman. That's the difference. In other words, it's not a din of onus. Onus doesn't take away Chiyuzim. Let's say, for example, I owe someone $100, and I promise to pay him on September 1st. And then onus. In other words, Eo, all of a sudden, he lost all of his nechash, doesn't owe the money. He can claim onus rachmona patre to a chi of mamoni. This is no onus rachmona patre and a chi of mamoni. So not because that onus should patre someone from the zono. If Chazal created a chi of mamoni, that would exist even if there is an onus. However, over here, what happened with the takana, via the shaktu, it means that he gives man, really hasn't arrived yet. The Giyazman is only going to be September 4th, not September 1st. Right? That's what we find in the Shita. Thank you. No, in that lead, that cute section, Linear Tam Yafa. That was the language. With the language. Yeah. Yes. No. Lead Tam Yisheva and the Shita of Odioma. This I'm sorry. V'litam l'shevach ikol l'chalek v'chi onis b'takanta d'rabbanon mishim hochi eno l'malam azonos v'hotanan higia zman habele ki il lo higia hazman teivan d'rabbanon gufay l'kino shalot kinase v'yom echad v'gam hu boi v'itnos elo rabbanon kama akfi alei avo cholahu shapir higia zman ela shemachmato v'sibat koyon etakev milifnos v'chulei v'chulei. That's the difference. The question over here is whether we have a case of higiyazman or lo higiyazman. So that's a pretty clear distinction that we have over here. But let's continue, yes?
Out of curiosity, if it would be like the attacking to get married the next Aleph Adar, and then the Chachamim or Ma'aber the Shana, is it in 12 months or is it in a year, and then you would say the same thing that's also lo higiyazman because you have to add another month? Could be like the same thing.
Could be the same thing. The im tinsi lomar cholahu ma'ala lamezonos. Namely, we don't say ones rachmona patre. We say only takane is poter, not ones rachmona patre. Cholsa hi mahu. Matzi amar lo ana hakaimna odilma matzi amra le nistachva sadehu. Okay, let's try and understand over here what are the two options within the Abaya. What are the two options? Do we say Ano ha kaimna? Oh, Matsi Amra le nistachba sadeyu. How did you understand over here? We're holding at the point where takana d'rabbanan is a poter. Why? Because it's odlo higiyazman. Ones is not a poter because higiyazman. However, maybe if chol sahi, what would we say? From her, right. So clearly we have over here two Tanot Sotrot, you're correct. And clearly his Taina is that it's true that Ones would not patra me. Ones would not patra me. Had there been an airline strike, I would have been chayav. Right? My nafkamina, that's my problem. Let me walk to the chasana. But if you're ma'akevet, that patras me. And here we have a takana that was made for your benefit, and you're ma'akevet, so that patras me. And we that why should I have to take into account your benefit when you don't take into account your benefit, when you're the one who's causing the problem? I would say, your ikuvikov coming from you, patras. That's clear. You're correct. On the side of the husband, ha ka'imna, means that it's, you. In other words, that one, the moment you're at fault, there's no reason to chayev mizono. Question is, what is her retort? What is this dinas nistachba sadeyu? So here we find which Rishon gives the broadest spectrum of opinions. Rashi over here. Tosfos gives two opinions, but they're both working off of one phrase. Nistachba sadehu. Rashi first says, Lashon matar socheif, nishtefa sadcha, pshat. Klomar, namely, we're moving over here, the nishtefa sadcha is a mashal, klomar. Malzacha, malzalcha, goram, ki mehayom ani muteles olecha lazun. Malzacha, goram, how many terutim do we have over here?
One or two.
Okay. Who understood these as two terutim?
Rashi.
other way around. Tosfos. Okay. Which phrase within Rashi is he working off of? Tosfos only deals with the Zalcha Gora. And who only deals with Kimi Hayamanim without Zalcha Gazun? I only gave you a number if we've shown him. Ramban, thank you. Okay. We have over here a machlokes between Tosfos and the Ramban in terms of understanding Rashi. In other words, they're both working off of Rashi. The Ramban claims Rashi is his. Tosfos claims, kanereh, to a certain degree, that Rashi is his. Tosfos puts it, says the Iker is Mazal Pagoram, and the Ramban says the Iker is Mihayom Ani Mutala Salvecha Lazun. Since Tosfos is a little mystical, let's start with the Ramban. The Ramban over here reads Rashi as follows: Lashon Matar Salcheis Nishtepas Salcha Klomar Mazalcha Goram Klomar Ki Mehayom Ani Mutala Salvecha Lazun. The Ramban wants to take Mazal out of this equation totally. Ain Mazal Yisrael. My daughter got married this summer to a grandson of very chashev Rav, Zerav of Be'er Sheva, Rav Elia Katz. He refuses to take Mazal Tov as a compliment, as a bracha. He even made us write the ksuva without having on top a simon tov of a Mazal Tov. In other words, ain mazal Yisrael, ain mazal Yisrael. Mazal is not something which we give to another Jew as a bracha. Still a goy mazal tov. He has problems with mazal. We don't have problems with mazal. That's what the Ramban says. This is not a din of mazal. We're not playing over here with extraterritorial forces. We're talking over here about chiyuvim, chiyuvim mama. What is the Ramban saying over here? Ki mehayom ani mutal asalecha lazun. What is her taina to him? You taina on the akevet, so what's my kind of back? Who cares? Fine, I'm not akevet. You're chayav. So it's true, I have chicken pox. But what does that have to do with your chiyuv? Ki mehayom, ani mutal asalach lazun, is it takana drabanan? I have chicken pox. Am I negligent? Are you taining that I'm negligent? That's already a different taina. Taina negligence, that's something else. But the fact that I happen to have chicken pox as opposed to you, what does that have to do with anything? Namely, that the husband is coming with a taina, you're the ma'akevet. So why should I have to pay you when you're the ma'akevet? She gives him the taina. It's paid because Chazal said so. That's the Ramban. Okay, it's a little easier to find things in the Ramban than the Shita. So it's very interesting. Rav Lichtenstein gave his hakdama to the Masechta, so he always gives like a bibliography of the Masechta. So he left out the Shita. So I was looking at first, should we mention it or not? But we know what he's going to say. He's going to say it's just too long to be able to find anything. In other words, you have a question of Yasa Skarab have said that when you know what you're looking for, go look for it. If you don't know what you're looking for, you just look for a Shita, it's very, very hard to find anything in the Shita. Over here, when as the Masechta gets on, the Shita becomes more and more mitzvah, and then it's a pleasure. But at the beginning, it's a little too overwhelming. Peirush nistachva sadehu. Afapi she ne'enasti kevan she'ina ikva midaati. No pshia elo anusa ani chayav atali teilim zonot kevan shehigi azman. Period. That's all. The kevan she ta'al alim zonot nimtza ha'ones ochavatcha me'ata she'ye kisa de'shalcha she'nistachva. Namely, that I'm not at fault, you're not at fault, no one's at fault. But the bottom line is that you owe me the zonot. I'm the sapphos of you, etc. The zehu shepirish Rashi mazal chagaram ki mehayom ani mutal salvecha lazun. Mazal chagaram is not a reason. Mazal chagaram is simply pointing out that it's no one's fault. It's no one's fault. It just happened that way. It's your bad luck. Ki ani mutal salvecha lazun. And then he brings in the acherim pirshu and the acherim pirshu shemazalo mamash garam v'lo mazala. Who is this acherim? This is Tosfos. Okay, so now let's move to the Tosfos. But the Ramban deals with this purely on a level of Momonos. We have the Takana, and that's it. How does Tosfos understand? What's the Mazalcha of Tosfos? No, Yoshua, you don't need the Tosfos. Matzi Amrabi Nistachva said Dehu.
V'yeno Yochol Eton V'yadar Abba Mazla Garam T'cheven D'lo Mitzkidol Apirio V'rivyo Lo Miyansha K'di Aminor D'abal Yivam Eton.
Period. Don't continue. That next terrace is a whole different world. Okay, what did Sayin Abel Yadimto? What is supposed to bring you right from over there? That what?
if she's not mitzvah in
Beribia? No, simply to the fact that Kriya Beribia is, if you're writing a Sefer Achinuch, you would write the mitzvah zo, she'echet umkol ha'anashim, v'lol ha'anashim, that this is a mitzvah on man, not on woman. What in the world does that have to do with anything? Why does that mean that when she has chicken pox, it's mazalo garam as opposed to mazala? Right, so what are Tosus's working assumptions? What patters an individual from mazonos, and what doesn't patter him from mazonos? Had it been her mitzvah, let's say, had it been her mitzvah, then he would have been chayav mazonos. He would have been patter from mazonos. What then? Yes. Okay. In other words, Tosos is assuming over here that he turns to her that when you're at fault, that passes me from the Zonot. So she's turning to him, not like according to the Ramban, who cares whether I'm at fault, who cares whether you're at fault, there's a takana. She's coming to him over here with a boomerang. She says, I'm not at fault, you're at fault. So he says to her, I'm at fault that you have chicken pox? That's my fault? So she says, yes, it's your fault. Why is it your fault? Because that, and once again, we're assuming mazalo over here, mazala is hashgacha pratis. It's not my hashgacha pratis she's telling him, it's your hashgacha pratis. It's your hashgacha pratis. Because Baruch Hu gave me chicken pox to hurt you. How do we know because Baruch Hu gave chicken pox to hurt you? Because what is considered to be an onus in this world, let's also see the assumption. Bitul mitzvah. That which has halachic consequences. That if I am bottled from a mitzvah, that's an onesh. Who says that? Where does this get this from? You aware of any Rishon who says that sahar in this world is if I'm able to do a mitzvah, and an onesh if I'm not able to do a mitzvah? No, but who says in halachic lemaisa? No, this is the season. What? So we have a Mishnah, but which Rishon is the Rishon that has a whole parak in his Sefer about this topic? Rambam Hilchos Tshuva. This is the Rambam Hilchos Tshuva. Which parak? Close. I think it's parak Tet, not mistaken. In other words, but when the Rambam speaks about the fact that we say that Sachar b'hai alma reka. And so what do we do with all the parashas in the Torah, b'hai yam shanoa tishmu, etc., matati gishmachem b'yimtam? So the Rambam says that hashgacha, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu schar mitzvah. If you do a mitzvah, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will help you do the next mitzvah. That's the concept of sachar in this world. HaKadosh Baruch Hu enables us to do more mitzvahs. And the that if we do averos, what's HaKadosh Baruch Hu relationship to us? Habal v'taher misayim oto. Habal v'taher misayim oto. If we do averos, HaKadosh Baruch Hu makes it more difficult for us to do mitzvahs. And that we all look forward to Nos HaMashiach. Because in Mos HaMashiach, it's going to be easy for us to do mitzvahs. That there's not going to be any Shivat Malkios, and that's going to be the Sachar Mitzvah of Mos HaMashiach. It's the Rambam, the whole parak in the Rambam on this concept. So she turns to him and says, look, my chicken pox for me is scratching, it's itchy. But for you, it means you can't do a mitzvah for a remove. So that's your onesh. You're being punished. You did something wrong. Don't look at me. What you did wrong? I don't know. I don't have the narrative yet. I don't know whether you have a Bavel Torah, or you have a Bavel whether, like, why HaKadosh Baruch Hu was doing it to you, but he's doing it to you, not to me. Baharaya, you're bidding an Enash. What's your Onash? Bitul Peru Revu. And the assumption over here is that every individual has a Mazal, every individual has a Hashgacha Pratit, that makes it either easier or more difficult to do mitzvahs. If your Rambam doesn't get off, he doesn't go off. You Shacharis, that's an Onash of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Look at it that way. It's Yisurin. It's a hasra. Something is wrong. It just doesn't happen that your marker doesn't go off. It means that the person looks into himself. Why did HaKadosh Baruch Hu make me have to run up to Amshin after Davin Shacharis? Why did it make it so difficult for me to Davin Shacharis? That I'm doing something wrong. Right? Or that's what we're saying over here. That's what Tosfos is saying. The Ramban doesn't like it very much. But Tosfos is saying it. You can't say it's your fault, it's your own ash, it's your hashgacha pratis. Came under the mishka, the period of Arivia. If there's no consequences to her, Sam, uncomfortable, that's not an onesh, Loma Ansha. Right? But if he is, he is mifkid a period of Arivia, and it's postponed because she has chicken pox, That's, he has to look into himself. And once he has to look into himself, he can't claim, you're ma'akevet, because she turns back to him, midine shamayim, you're ma'akev. Okay? Yeah. The zonus is not an onesh. I mean, that's what you want, this one you hear. No, that's not an onesh. Europe people learned because they were poor. Nowadays, people are rich, no one learns. It's not an onesh to be poor. It's an onesh to die, right? To die of starvation, that's an onesh. But it's not an onesh to be poor. That's not necessarily an onesh. That we don't find. If, because I'm poor, I can't buy an estro, right? That's a problem. And if my poverty prevents me from doing a mitzvah, that's already that we see HaKadosh Baruch Hu is making it difficult for me. Maybe I'm Nenash, the Vavon Hador or whatever. But it's only, that's what Tosfos is assuming, only when there are halachic consequences to my situation, then I can view it as Hashgacha Pratis. If there are no direct halachic consequences, that's life. Right? Then take things as they come. But if there are halachic consequences, I have to ask myself, why did HaKadosh Baruch Hu want this to happen to me? Why did it happen to me that my tefillin are puzzle? Why did it happen to me that I ate in a restaurant and the mashgiach came running out after I finished it, don't eat the meat, and I just finished my meat, right? Why did that happen to me that I ate machlos asuris? That's what a person has to ask themselves. That's not shlocha pratis. That's not stam. Okay, interesting approach. So again, the Ramban doesn't like it. The Ramban says, "Achirim pirushu shemazalo mamash gorim v'lo mazala v'nasnu tam v'adavar." It's the base of shemazalo agarha, because the person can't do mitzvahs, right? Avol chala lo ein abili beef bito piru v'rivia v'ikem v'mitzvah v'leman shaviu mitzvah v'yinish v'chule v'chule. The Ramban simply says three words: lav milsavi. But this is the general machlokes, the Ramban and the Rambam, after the Hashgacha Pratis. Then when it's the Ramban, Hashgacha Pratis does cover all of these things. That's, in other words, it's the Rambam who links Hashgacha Pratis with Schar Mitzvah, Mitzvah, Schar Avera, Avera. That's the Rambam, Shita Perek Tes. So the machlokes we show him in Hashgacha. In terms of what is Mazel, in terms of what does Mazel mean and what does Hashgacha mean. According to the Ramban, in other words, Ein Esev Goderet, Elim Kein Omer Malach. Gadel. What halakha consequences are that Esav is going to be Gadel? In other words, that Hashgacha and halakha consequences don't have to go hand in hand. It's a different view of Hashgacha Pratis. But, so that's the first Eretz of Tosis, yes?
Going back to the problem,
so we have over here, La'erev al-Tanach Yadecha. That's totally the sugya in that he quotes over here, Yevamos, that even if the person is a kain kru revu, minimally, there's still an inyan of la'erev al-tanach yadecha. Whether this inyan is a mitzvah drabanon, it's an eitzah tova, that's not focused on shonim. Nafkamina in terms of birth control. I don't know, nafkamina is a little nicer. Rav Lichtenstein has, I think he only wrote, maybe he's done since then, up to a certain point in his life, only wrote one haskama to a sefer. There was a little pamphlet that was put out by a fellow named Ellison, the one who put out the Yishava Mitzvot. He put out a pamphlet on procreation and the light of halacha. Little pamphlet on the dinim of birth control. And Rav Lichtenstein wrote a haskama on that. So there he discusses that one of the factors that take into account in terms of birth control, a person already minimally has it. So in a daughter, what is there a heter to be mevatel the erev al tanaf yadecha, and in what way? Yeah.
If we're really talking about Hashgacha and Hashgacha, then shouldn't she have an equal clue to look at herself as the clue that was chosen to be ma'akev of mitzvah?
So let's assume that we have one person who is bata from a mitzvah, and the other individual who is not able to be mishamish a kli to someone else in a kind of mitzvah. So she still has a tain on him. Namely, don't look at me. Don't look at me. Your problem is greater than my problem. If at all, it's not mazali. If at all, it's mazalcha. Okay. But, he's saying that she's the hechsher mitzvah and he's the mitzvah. Say that. So it's his mitzvah. Yeah.
Just out of curiosity, the mitzvah, so chicken pox, a woman can get married when she has chicken pox. So are we talking about someone where she can't get married or he doesn't want to?
That's an excellent question that we have to hold off a little until we get to Pirsa Nida. Okay? That's where that question comes to the fore. But the Chora, we see that Cholahu, I mean, there are different ways of learning. It could be that she just can't get married. She just, you know, it's the Cholahu, again, we're not talking about the fact that she has a migraine headache. Everyone has a migraine headache the day of their wedding, right? They ask any chasa, any kala, everyone, it was muscles go tight. You know, everything happens to someone, and all of a sudden, it's a chasa, and a chasa really fainted, right? And so I said, you don't know how to fast? You know, it's the first time you're fasting in your life. He said, you're 23 years old. Yeah, I don't know what happens to me, right? But then I was, that happens to people like at a wedding. All sorts of different things happen. My father, I really can't remember, once at a wedding, and the chasa couldn't lift his foot to break the cup. To break the glass. He just couldn't lift his foot. That was all. Everyone was standing there all around. The photographer is there. And the chas is looking at his foot. Just so he go up. Right? So they try to pick up his foot. And I'm stuck. It was the weirdest thing. Okay, in any case, all sorts of things happen at weddings. But the chora, that's just over here. So chol sahi is that we have some sort of an iku. You have an iku that she can't get there. She can't get to the
bridge. This is not that she can't get married, not that he doesn't want to get married.
Let's assume. Okay, we'll see in terms of Pearson, that's what we should talk about. Yeah? There is an Indian of Votohu Bara'ala, Shevas Yitzara, that there is an Indian of Shevas that applies to Goyim as well, that essentially have keeping the world populated, but. That's on her as well. But Kanera, it's not on the same level. The question again is to whether it's a mitzvah. It's certainly not the Oraisa. We're talking about a pasuk. It's whether it's a mitzvah drabba and it's a talva. That's like the boker is arayat varecha, but the erev al tanach yadecha. You move into that amorphous realm of that which is good for the world. Tikkun ha'olam on a broader sense. Okay, that's the first teretz of Tosus. Then Tosus over here has a second teretz, which is not very politically correct. But here's the Tosfos, so you have to learn it. What is, where's our political correctness? No, Reuven, both Tikra. What over here, Va'od? To sharpen this Tosfos, let's just see the Girsa in the Tosfos HaRosh. That, I think, is no good, no, it's one of the famous Tosfos HaRoshes. That Women's Libris quote, in which he states as follows: "Mistachba sadehu." V'yesh lomar mishum dehaisha kinyan kaspo shel haish kamo avdo shoro chamoro. Therefore, tuluya b'mazalo. What over here? This is Tosus's Teretz. Just Tosus put it in a relatively nice framework. Tosus HaRosh pulled off his gloves and said, "This is what Tosus really means." Sheisha kinyan kaspo shel haish kmo avdo shoro chamoro utuya b'mazalo. And he said, when he comes to her with a taina, your ma'akevet, what does she return to him? That I can only be ma'akevet if I'm a person. But once I'm getting married to you, by getting married to you, I'm getting married to you as a chesed. That you are konami. You're konami with kesef. And the moment you're konami, I'm an object. So what, a person's going to come to a taina with his chamor, that his chamor broke its leg, it's your, like, bilam. Anyway, that's what we're talking about over here. It's laughable. Remember, you have a taina and a chamor. Or it's neha isha kinyan kaspo. So tzwi b'mazalo, there is no mazal for a sada. The mazal is the mazal of an individual. And therefore, it's not a question over here of who is Mitsuva and Kuru, who are not. That's not the question. I'm talking over here with two individuals who are getting married. We're dealing over here with a marriage which is an acquisition. And the woman is acquired like a piece of property. What phrase in the Gemara now takes totally different meaning according to this? Yistachba sadeyu. This is not a klomar. This is not Rashi's klomar that we're dealing over here with a metaphor. Yistachba sadeyu, according to this va'od, is literally, I'm your sadeh. You have kindness on your sadeh? Your sadeh is ma'akev. Yes? No. This is after Kiddushin. That's what she's telling him. That the moment that you were mekadesh me, the moment you were konami, you can't come to me with any taina. You can't come to me with a taina you're the subject, I'm the object. I was bought. The object is not to blame for what happened to the individual. That's literally what the Gemara means. And we tell it over here is making a very, very radical assumption, which nowadays certainly is something that is not even viewed as a havamina, and that is that what determines the nature of kedushin? What determines the nature of kedushin? Can you tell us? How does Tosfos know that she's avdo shoro v'chule? I mean, how does go ahead and say this? This is not a very Jewish approach. It says machabda yosem migufa ohava kigufa. Right, Tosfos doesn't know those Gemaras. I mean, where is Tosfos coming from? Kicha mistayefa. That's the first sugya in kedushin. Ki yikach yishisha kicha kicha mistayefa. Kevon. That's what Tosfos is over here. V'yeshalom mishum sheha isha kinyan kasko shel ha'ish. That we have over here, kicha kicha mistei Ephron. Therefore, kmo avdo shoro chamoro utuya b'mazalo. He was thrown to her with a kinyan kesef. That the kinyan kesef proves that we have over here not just a kinyan, but we have a certain relationship that has halachic consequences. Rabbi Chassin, when he learned kedushin, pointed out that there is a Ramban in kedushin who says chas v'shalom, chas v'shalom. The Ramban in kedushin sent you to Daf Gimel Amud Aleph. Dibra Maskil Gumiyute. Because the Ramban says, V'ha lo gamrinon isha misa deklal. Lo gamrinon isha misa deklal. Ela kicha shekosu v'isha hu de gamrinon hu vashon kesef. I mean, that's a total misunderstanding of the Gemara. What does Ramban say? What was learned out from Sada?
How did we call it?
Simply the mechanics of the kinyan, but not the essence of the kinyan. You can have mechanics, and you can have and you have a result. You can have mechanics that have two different results. I have keset that creates kinyan Sada. I have keset that creates kinyan isha. But this is a Sada, and this is a what? Doesn't mean that therefore my wife is a sada. And Tosfos says no. Tosfos over here, our Tosfos uses the lashon ha'isha hi sada shalabal ena ba'al sada shalav. And the Tosfos Harash takes it all the way. Isha kinyan kasko shalish. So we have a machlokas rishonim as to whether we can be make a hekesh from the means of kinyan to the content of the kinyan. I just mentioned derech agav here. Very beautiful Maimar of Rav Kook. Rav Kook used to say Shalashudis Roshas. And there was an individual who mostly Shabbos used to jot down notes of the Shalashudis Roshas of Rav Kook. And those notes somehow got to the Karamiyatna at one point. And the current Rosh Yeshiva, Rav Monty Greenberg, at that time he was a Ram, put out one of the Shalashudis Roshas on Kanaka, very, very beautiful, a pamphlet. And then they got to Rav Hadari, Yeshiva Takotel, and he put out a whole series of pamphlets of these notes and annotated them. So on Parshas, I think it's in Parshas Lechlecha, not Lechlecha, where do we have the Kinyan of Maras HaMachpelah? In Chayesarah. So Parshas Chayesarah, over there he says, how can the Gemara say, Kifa, Kifa, Nisei Ekron? He says, Chas V'Shalom, a woman's not compared to a piece of land, a woman's compared to Eretz Yisrael. Okay, that's a different world. Anyway, that you learn how Kinyan Eretz Yisrael from Kinyan Isha. Kicha Kicha Mitzvah Ephraim tells us that this is Kinyan Dodoro, this is Mitzvah, this is a whole different world. That's Eretz Yisrael. Okay, that's it. So, in any case, what we have over here is how to learn this Tachva Sadehu. So, we have three deos in the Rishonim. We have Rashi, and let's put this way. We have the Rashi according to the Ramban, we have Rashi according to Tosfos. And then we have Tosfos, the second Tosfos, who certainly holds on Rashi. Rashi, according to the Ramban, is that we have over here a Taina Mamamid. You know, it's you have a Chiyuv, that's all. Who cares whose fault it is? As long as there's no negligence, the fact that I'm the Makevet is irrelevant. Ani Omeid, We have Rashi according to Tosfos that the Iker is Mazal Chagorah, and we move over here into a question of Hashgacha Pratis, your Mu'ukav from your mitzvah, and therefore, in HaKadosh Baruch Hu's eyes, whatever happened to me is because of you, so you owe me Mizonos. And then we have the second Teretz of Tosos that we deal with as Kafas Adim, not as a Klomar, but literally, that the means of the Kinyan show us not just the mechanics of the Kinyan, but the result of the Kinyan. We have over here a Kinyan Sada, and a Kinyan Sada, there's no mazel for the Sada. The mazel is on the owner of the Sada, not in the Sada itself. The Sada is not at fault. Okay, the Seder, continue. You get further by Makamas? Yes? No? Okay, who continued into Pirsa Nida? Good, okay, let's continue. So now let's continue the Gemara. So then the Gemara continues, Yim Timsi Gomar Amra Lenis Tachva Sadehu, that she has this taina that even though it appears on the surface that the Ikuv is because of her, even though it appears on the surface, she still gets Mizonos. Pirsa Nida Mahu. Pirsa Nida Mahu. Maybe this is different than chicken pox. Why is Pirsa Nida different than chicken pox? Bishas Vesta Roti Boilach Dilomatsia Amrulainis Tachwa Sadeiru. If we have Pirsa Nida Bishas Vesta, then clearly she does not get Mizonos. Ki Ti Boilach Shalom Bishas Vesta. Mai. Kevon de Shalom Bishas Vesta Havia Matia Amrulainis Tachwa Sadeiru. O Dilma Kevon Ikon Nashi de Komeshanayu Vestayu. Kishas Vesta Dame. What's going on over here? What's going on over here? And we're working over the Im Tzilam on Nistachos Sadeyu. Okay? So now we have three deos of Nistachos Sadeyu, the Ramban, Tosfos, Tosfos. So we have to work according to each of them, right? Im Tzilam, that we had a kind of Nistachos Sadeyu, that she can respond, and it's all at me, and it's your problem. What over here changed when we're dealing with Pirsa Nida Vishas Vesta? Pirsa Nida Vishas Vesta. How would this fit in according to Tosfos? How would it fit in according to Tosfos? How would it fit in according to the Ramban? Now start with the first. The easiest one I think to work with is the first Teretz of Tosfos. Yes.
So it's not
and with Hashgacha is that which is Yotzei min HaTeva. My Avamka didn't go off. That's Yotzei min HaTeva. But Teva, that's not Hashgacha. Akol v'dei shemayim kut nitzinim u'tachim. Because Baruch Hu created the natural world. You can't blame, Hashgacha on the natural world. The natural world is the natural world. So when she comes to him and says, you're being punished, this is your Hashgacha practice. So he comes back there, this is Teva. Why not Shlacha brought this? This is Teva. And in Teva, at this point, you're the Makhevet, it's Mazaleh, it's not Mazali. This is simply, it's your Teva which is causing the problem. And that's all. Maybe don't get involved over here in Kapshid Rahmana. Don't get involved over here in Ashkacha brought this. This is not Shlacha brought this. This is Teva. You're a Makhevet. Okay? We're back to the fact that he says, then I'm ready to get married. You're my Kevin, it's your Teva, and that's it. Teva is Teva. Okay. Let's say according to the second Teretz of Tosfos, it's Tachos Adayu. How would that fit in? She says, how can you blame me? I'm the Tachos Adayu.
It's before Israel.
He's calling her a Kedusha already. Oh, this is before everything. Okay, fine, very nice. Namely, that this is a pre-existing condition. This is something that the Sadeh comes about, that every third year this comes about, and therefore, again, you can't bring in the world of Mazal Chal, Mazali, etc. This is Teva. So Teva overrides. According to the Ramban, it's a little more difficult. Why is it difficult according to the Ramban? According to the Ramban, she claims Hokaimna. I mean, he says Hokaimna. So she claims back, who cares that you're ready? Who cares that you're there? We have a fee of mamoni. What overrides the fee of mamoni over here? Pirsa Nida Bishas Vesta. No, it's not Shia. Yeah?
It's like that.
It's interesting. Okay, what Tavi suggests is that maybe we're back to the Katanta Durabana, we're going all the way back to the beginning of the Gemara, namely that when if let's say Dazi said, I'm going to get married to you in Yirtzeh Hashem 74 days from now. Okay, they sign a contract, then they count days, and it turns out 74 days is the first day of Pesach. So clearly, they're not going to get married the first day of Pesach. Any married sins, other sins, but they can't get married then. So it's going to be postponed. So we'll say that until after Pesach, that's not yet Hagigiyah's mind. So if it turns out that when she takes her calendar and says, just a minute, I have a Vesach every 27 days, 27, 27, 27, hey, the day we're supposed to get married is that day. So it means that the time of the wedding will only be 2 weeks from then. It's okay. Maybe that's what the Gemara means to Bishat's Vesach. Maybe that's an option. Again, if it's built into the calendar, so maybe she doesn't have to tell her. You know, this is something that Bora would take into account.
Yeah, but the first thing is built into his calendar
to our first. So this is.
He has another way of knowing.
He has to show his calendar. Show a calendar. That's okay, in any case, it's possible. It's possible. I saw there is a sefer that run in Birkas Avraham. It's in the Beis Medrash by Kant Makom. So he asked this question. He has a different parish, but I don't like it anymore. I like Tavi's. But if you want to see another parish, look, you can look there. Yeah? Having known. So there's a degree of Shia. Namely, that since she knew her Vesed was coming, she should have told her husband, look, in other words, we should really get married a little earlier because leaving on that day means that we still have 2 weeks to go. Okay, then that moves over to the world of Shia. That's Mishita? Okay, so we're in Mishita. Okay. You know whose name, do you recall? Mishita, Shita's name. Okay, very nice, thank you. So, then the Gemara, so then the Lo Pirsa, so the question is whether there is such a thing as Lo Shalobishasveska, whether there is a concept of Shalobishasveska, or really that is also considered to be a form of Shasveska. So that's, I don't have anything to add to that. Before we see the Pashit Rabachai, how the Gemara, what Gemara's conclusion is, this Gemara served as a springboard for the Rishonim. Yes, go ahead. Excuse me? The Ika Nashika Nashana Ayhu Vestayu Kishas Vesta, that we view that also as being Teva, according to the first ways of learning. We view that also as being Teva. Okay? So if it's Teva, that is not Shachar Pratis, or if it's Teva, then it's something that should have been taken into account by her, according to what Binyamin said in Veshita, that there's all a certain degree of Shia that she should be aware that Mishanayu Vestayu, and should have arranged for the Hasana to be moved up to a time which was safer.
She doesn't know.
What?
She doesn't know.
No, if we say that Kevon Dika Nashi Dika Mishanayu Vestayu, then we're saying that this is something that there's a certain parameter of dates that are problematic, and there's certain safe dates. So she should have moved it over to a safe date to get out of the broader parameter. Now you can't bring any riot at what goes on nowadays. The time of the Gemara, Nishtanu Atefa, it's a whole different world nowadays. Not her. No, it means that
she
was never Mishana. But it's known that before marriage, there are all sorts of Yavdam Chimud, etc. There are all sorts of situations where things change. So she should take into account that things don't always go like clockwork before marriage. Okay, I mentioned this is the springboard for a famous sheet of the Rambam in terms of Chupas Nida. Just before people begin to get sweaty palms or whatever, Alcha Maisa, we paskin that Chupas Nida is a reality, is something that we live with, that the chupa is chal, couple is married, and we just have hagbalot, hu yashin ben anashim, yashin ben anashim, and there are ways of dealing with it without creating undue embarrassment to the Chassid, Mekala, etc. However, the Rambam has a shita that there's no such thing as Kufas Mita. No such thing as Kufas Mita. You require a Kufa Haru'uya Libya. And the Ran over here basically is the one who gives the broader discussion. But to understand the Rambam, we have to just see a little bit of the background. And the background is that we have a sugya later on, Daphne Buff, Boy Robin, where the Gemara over there has an abaya exactly what form of chupa do we require. First, the Gemara has an abaya, nitnesala chupa v'lo nifala. Then the Gemara has the question in terms of the chupas nida, where the Gemara asks the question, do we say that chibas chupa kone, or do we say chupa the chazi labia, or even a chupa the lo chazi labia, and leaves it as teiku? What is the shot within the sugya over there? What question is the Gemara dealing with over there? What context is the Gemara talking about? How would you learn simply within the context over there of Perek Apothe? What is the how did 99.9% of Rishonim learn that sugya? For what? What is he offering in return? Mishnah daftal daftin dalan beis. Afa pisha amru besuva gova masayim. Va amana mana imrotza vahosif afilu mea mana yosif. This parak over there is dealing with tosefet suva. We have suva. Mana masayim. Daraisa drabana. Let's get shear on it. And then after that, after having suva, that's a minimum. If the husband wants to be mosif, he can be mosif. Then the Gemara has an abaya. When we deal with this tosefet suva, what is the makibat patish? What is the husband expecting, in Reuven's language, in return? Is he expecting a chupa? Is he expecting a bia? What exactly a chupa haruya labia? A chupa shena haruya labia? This is in terms of tosefes tsuva. We're dealing with a situation, tragic situation, where the husband passes away, in other words, at some point, either under the chupa, before the bia, a chupa shelo haruya labia, etc. Is there a chiyuv of mana or masayim from his nechasim, or even the entire tosefet suva? Can the family of the chasim claim? So this tosefet suva would be upon the consummation of the marriage. The marriage over here was never consummated. That's the context over there of the Gemara. It's purely dealing with tosefet suva. However, who understood the Gemara differently? The Rambam. The Rambam understood over there. The question is chupa. How do we define chupa? Chupa has relevance to tosefet suva. Chupa has relevance to Yerusha. Chupa has relevance to Afarat Nedarim. Chupa has relevance to Tuma. Chupa has relevance to Heter Labala. All the dinim of Chupa, do they come into account only in a Chupa Haruya Leviya, or even in a Chupa She'ener Leruya Leviya? What pushed the Rambam to learn that way? So according to the Ran, that's our sukhya. Pirsa Nida Mahu. What's the problem of Pearson? Let there be a chuppah. Let the show go on. So Kanir Ev, that Pearson Nida is a makib, it can't be a chuppah. Where do you see that Pearson Nida can't be a chuppah? That's the Gemara Daphne Vav that we have over there. Maybe require a chuppah, a real Leviyah. Maybe the Rambam makes one linkage between the Gemara Daphne Vav, the Gemara Daphne Beis, and the question is as to whether that linkage is valid. And what the Rambam does is he builds a building broader. He says, first, let's try and understand what's chupa. When we say that we have chupa, what is chupa? Is chupa the canopy? Is chupa the yichud? If chupa is the canopy, so who cares? Pirsa nida. So who cares? You know, it's why give up then anything? And then even according to the Rambam, that we're going to say that the chupa is the yichud. Maybe b'chozel we can have a chupas nida. Anyway, that's the whole context of the run inside. You can read it. It's not difficult. That's the question. So the Rambam makes two assumptions. Assumption number one of the Rambam is that chupa is yichud. That's assumption number one. That we'll have to learn. We'll learn the Masechta Ketubot, so we'll see. Is really Chufa Yichud or not? Rambam's assumption is yes, Chufa is Yichud. A. B, says the Rambam, since Chufa is Yichud, and there can't be Yichud with Isha Shapir Sanida, therefore there can't be Chufa. Those are the two. And where do you see that a Chufa, Sheina, really Diya is no good? That's the Gemara Nachmanah. And that's Pir Sanida model. Namely, that the Rambam has over here a building, and his building has foundations. Those foundations you can certainly learn differently. That's what Henner pointed out. That the Gemara and Dachman Vav, we did with Tosefta Ketuba. Our Gemara Pir Sanidas doesn't mean that the Chufa is impossible. It just means that it's uncomfortable, that it's something that the Dachman would rather marry a woman who is not a Yidah. You can learn our Gemara on both levels. And still, you know, we can claim this is a Yikud. You don't want to get married either. What you want to be Ben Anoshe, you Ben Anoshe. And we both want to postpone the wedding, but the question is whether it's Mizonas. However, the Rambam understood it in a certain context and builds his building. The problem is that Bechora, the Ran says that there's one Gemara which is a knockout on the Rambam. There's a Gemara that says that the Rambam is wrong. The Kesef Mishnah already quotes it, the Ran quotes it, and then the Baal HaNesivos, who has a Perush, Rabbi Yaakov Melissa, who has a Perush, Beis Yaakov, HaNesivos, brings in a second Gemara as well. What Gemara do the Ran and the Kesef Mishnah bring against the Rambam? Three words. Ron Yevamos, it says, three words. Yesh Chufa L'Psulos. Yesh Chufa L'Psulos. That if we have a situation where a Kohen Gadol married an Almana, or a Kohen Hedyot married a Grusha, the Chufa is valid. Do we have a Heter Bia between a Kohen Gadol and a Behula? Do we have a Heter Bia between a Kohen Hedyot and a Grusha? Barer though. So we have over there a Chufa Shein Rui L'Bia, and it works. The Gemara says Yesh Chufa. It works that they're married. And then they're married with all of the results. They're married, and there's Yerusha, and there's Hapar Tzendarim, and there's Tumah, v'chule. And the kids are Halalim. The kids will be Halalim. That's nice. But they're married. They're not living out of marriage. This is not a situation of an intermarriage of a Jew and a Goy, or you know, we're Kedushin and Tosim, and there's certainly no Nisuin. Here we have Kedushin Tosim, and we have Nisuin Tosim, even though it's Enaroi Rabia. So if we have such a situation by Kohen Gadol and a Be'ula, if it's a situation by a Kohen Hedyot and a Grusha, so far we have a situation of Pir Sanida as well. That's the kasha of the Ran and the Kesef Mishnah. Yeah, Kedushin Tosin by Nida. That far is a Kedushin Tosin. Yeah, and so we have these situations where Kedushin Tosin and there is Nisuim. So why should Pir Sanida be different? That's it. B, the Beis Yaakov says we have a Gemara, we're coming up to Yom Kippur. Everyone knows the first Mishnah in Yom Kippur, that we have a day of Rabbi Yehuda. What's Rabbi Yehuda's day of? What do we do for the Kohen Gadol on Yom Kippur? Maskinen lo Isha Acheres, because he has to make Vidui Ba'ado Ba'ad Beiso, and Beiso is Ishto. And so, Maskinen lo Isha Acheres. Let's assume worst case scenario, according to Rabbi Yehuda. The Kohen Gadol's wife passes away on Lel Yom Kippur. So what do we do with this Isha that we set aside for him? So he's going to marry her on Yom Kippur, right? What does marriage mean? There's going to be Kedushin, and then there's going to be Chuppah. We have an Isha of Tashmish Amit on Yom Kippur, by every woman, right? There's no Ruya to be on Yom Kippur. And yet we have Nisuin. So you see that a Chuppah, Shein Ruya to be, it works. Anyways, that's the revenue. Otherwise, what good will it do to set aside another woman? A woman is only going to be Veso after Nisuin. That's the Gemara. That's how the Gemara knows that we have the din of Yerusha after Nisuin, because it deals with Veso. Veso is after Nisuin. Fine, but the question is as to whether the chuppah is valid. Whether you can have a chuppah shalom nit no levia. Maybe yes, maybe no. But we don't find the Gemara even talking about it. We don't have a sugi about it. Mashma, that's not a problem. That's what the Baal Beis Yaakov asks. It's basically the same sort of a question. Maybe we have precedent that we have chufa shein roi levia. So how can Rambam give us a rule that a chufa has to be roi levia? That's basically the the kashas of the Rishonim and the Achronim and the Rambam. No, Rabotai, what approaches did you think of? Where do we move from here? I mean, could say, okay, we have a Shura Rambam. That's one way of viewing it. Or, so I gave you a list of Rambam Kamas to sort of pull in two different directions, because we have two Achronim that I'm aware of who dealt with this problem. One is Rabbi Tzali Trov, in the Tadushi HaGranat, and the other is Shechter, Gadol HaChayim, that wrote an article in Orham Yisra a number of years ago, and he had apparently a Talmud who rewrote part of the article in a Beis Yitzchak, in his name. We wrote part of the article in a Beis Yitzchak, going back, I guess, about 20 years, and the Mashiach has said an old Beis Yitzchak. But the idea is Rav Shechter's idea. What do you say? We have a problem of a combination of chupa and nida. That combination, according to the Rambam, doesn't go hand in hand, and yet we have rayos that we do have a chupa shein ruya levia. That we do find such a thing. We do find a chupa shein ruya levia. So either we're going to have to redefine chupa, or we have to redefine nida. I mean, we have to go in one of those two directions. So the Granat went in the direction of chupa, and the Rav Shechter went in the direction of nida. So let's take the So you're saying kufa cares? So you're saying it's missing more cow, not that it's more humor. If it's more cow, by Anita.
No, I'm saying before,
because you have an option of waiting.
It's cow, so you have another way. Yeah, but you can
And I can only have a bite, maybe. I don't know. It appears to me, according to the Rambam, the Rambam should say that there's no such thing as kufas psulas. It's no such thing as kufas nida, even though it's so there should be no such thing as kufas. We don't want Kohen to live with grushas, right? But because the Torah says that they are yesh, and it's not lechatzila. It's the avera. They're living the avera. They're living in sin. And we say that, so it appears to me that we better say there shouldn't be a chupa there. Rather, there should be a chupa, and then there should be, and we should have chas v'shalom this terrible situation of living by avera in the
Esther. It seems like a yesh matir for the
chupa sinita.
Yeah.
We said
yesh
matir.
Might as well wait for
some circumstance. But that's not the language of the Rambam. Shetikanes v'chupa nikris nesua afafi shelo nivara v'hu shetehei ru'uya v'bi'ila. So we have over here a rule that this is defined as chupa. Yichud zehu anikra kanisa v'chupa v'hu nisuim v'kol makom. Shetikanes v'chupa nikris nesua afafi shelo nivara v'hu shetehei ru'uya v'bi'ila. This appears to be more of a definition of the chupa. Because it was a chupa, generally a labia, not because we have an option of just waiting 2 weeks. Okay, it appears to me that that there are two approaches. So let's take the approach of the Granat. What does the Granat suggest, Binyamin? Okay. Now, he brings basically a Rambas here in the Rambam. Rambam Baya says, Yichud zehu anikra knisa l'chupa, v'hu anikres nisuin b'kol makom. If you want nisuin, we have one passageway. The passageway to nisuin is chupa, and chupa is yichud. We have over here an equation. This is the be-all and end-all of nisuin. And yet, later on, in Perek Tav Beis, the Rambam appears to have a different approach, that you can make an end run. Haval kodem l'kol isha v'yerushas ishto. We know what is the husband's zochah yerushasa when he's married. Af al pisha dayim lo nichnasa lechupa. Hoyil v'naseis b'shus v'ala yirashena. And then he says black and white that even before knisa lechupa, the baal is already yoreish. The moment that we have knisa tereshut, what's going on over here? Where do we have nisuin? Kanereh that knisa lereshut is considered to be nisuin. So he has kesa. Ha'isha shenis arasa u'masra avia v'baala. Even though mesa badera konchens lechupa, apa pishet suvas adayim beis avia baala yorsha. And we say we have over here a din of nisuim pre chupa. So comes along the Granat and says something very radical. That what, the Yamin? Right. What he could have said was, well, all din and nisuim take place in the time of chupa, except for one. Yerusha precedes chupa. Yerusha is enough to be knisa l'rishus ba'ala. But that, why? And I was like, why should Yerusha be different than Hafaras Nedarim? Why should Yerusha, you know, be different than Tumah, the Sheiroha, Karov, Eidav? Why should that be different? So what he wants to say, no, Pum Faker, that Yerusha is the Binyan Av. All Binyan Yisuin come about, the Knisa L'Rishus Baal. That's Chupa. Chupa, B'chol HaTal Rekula, is Knisa L'Rishus HaBaal. Knisa L'Rishus HaBaal could be one of many scenarios. It could be that the woman leaves her husband's home and goes into the husband's car. Right? That's Rishusa. That's Kenisa L'Rishusa Ba'ala. It could be that she goes into his home. It could be that a million and one situations could come in terms of Kenisa L'Rishusa Ba'ala. When you require Chupa, which according to the Rambam is Yichud, that's in Perek Yud. Ha'arusa Asura L'Ba'ala Midivrei Sofrim calls man Shehi B'Deisa Viha Ad Sheyavi Oto L'Toch Deiso V'Yisiyachid Ima Yavi Oto L'Toch Deiso. That's classic Nisuin. But that doesn't yet remove the Isur Midivrei Sofrim until Yisiyachid Ima V'Yichud Zehu Anikra Kanisa L'Chupa. And that creates the Heter L'Ba'al. Then Harehi Ishto L'Kol Davar, even on the Durabonan level. Masha'enkin, were we to have Nisua, were we to have a situation of Mishikonais Lechupa, Nikris Nisua, Abishal Nivala, Hushtiye Ru'uya Levia? But if we have a Chupa She'ena Ru'uya Levia, then Harehi Ka'arusa Adayan, in terms of what? Only in terms of this din of Ha'arusa Arus Asura Leba'al Amidivay Sofrim. Namely, that we have two stages of Nisuin. Classic Nisuin is Knisa L'Rishus HaBaal. And that's the Doraisa Nisuin. And that is nothing in terms of all the dinim of Yerusha and Tumah and Onen and Hafaras and Darim, etc., etc. However, when Chazal made the Isur of that Arus Asur Levala Midivrei Sofrim, to break that level of Isur, you require Yichud. Yichud is defined as Chupa Haru'uya Leviyah. That's Yichud. And until then, in terms of the Isur Levala, she's still an Arusa. So therefore, in terms of our Gemara is talking about Pirsa Nida, the husband wants her to be Muteret to her. So then, Pirsa Nida is not going to create that Heter. However, all the other studios are talking about Knisa L'Balas now. So therefore, Yesh Chupa L'Psulos, Wush Chupa L'Psulos, the Chupa of Knisa L'Bal. The Chupa of Knisa L'Bal, that applies to L'Psulos. But Heter L'Bala, that never applies to P'sulos. The P'sulos never Muteret L'Bala. There's always an Isur. Whenever the Kohen is Bo'el his Gerusha, there's an Isur. It's an ongoing Isur. That Chupa doesn't change one iota. And on that level, there's never really Nisuim. There is Nisuim in terms of what is the Gemara over there talking about, by the way? What's the context of the Sugya over there in Yevamos, Yesh Chupa L'P'sulos? Where is it quoted in the Rambam? Yesh Chupa L'P'sulos. No? Hilchos Trumos. Talking over there in terms of Truma. Kohen, the Kohen is a Kohen, we have Truma coming from Yves Ba'ala, Yves Saviyah, says it's talking about Truma. In Achanami, in terms of Truma, that's there we use a Knisa L'Rishus as our Chupa. That's Gidim B'Pola Torah Kula. Masha'en came, we're only time that we require Yichud is Tafka for the din of Perak Yud, Tafka for the din of Arusa, Surah, Lebal, and Yidivay Sofer. Very, very radical. Because, sort of, instead of the Rambam, I mean, he wrote straight, right? Perek Ava through Tess, he deals with Kedushin. Perek Yud, he deals with Nisuin. He should wait until Perek Kaf Beis when he tells us what really Nisuin is with Doraisa. Perek Yud, he gives us a bit of Nisuin Drabana. And Nisuin Doraisa, he waits until Perek Kaf Beis. Over here, he said, in which Harei Nisua, Harei Yishta, called Davar. I mean, that there's no spirit to it. Now, probably Trump never would have said something that has a spirit to it. It's not a question that there's a spirit to it. It's just a bit duffel in terms of the context of the Rambam, the order of the prakim. It's sort of ha'ikar chasem and ha'sefer. Bringing him later on in Parakaf days, Nera Hagav by Yerusha, and not to say over there, Hu Hadin Lagabe Habar Sandarim, Hu Hadin Lagabe Tumen, that's the real Nisuin, what we're saying. That there is such a Shita, Baru such a Shita. Many, most Mishraim hold that Knisa Rishus Habal is Nisuin, but the Rambam is the one who says he required Yichud. So now we're going to limit the Rambam, Dafka, Yichud for Heter Laba'ala, as opposed to everything else. That's pushing things, but it answers the question. Okay, it's an answer to the question. Okay, the other derech will hold off. Simply, it's already 11 o'clock. Chasam your time as well. The other derech will hold off. Basically, I'll just give you the direction in which Rav Shechter went. You understand the Maor Makomos that you're going to see in the Maor Makomos and Machlokas Rishonim as to whether Nida is an erva. Whether Nida is an erva, on one hand. Where is the Easter of Nida brought in the Torah? In the Parsha of Arayos. Lo sikru vula galos erva. That's the language of the Gemara. That's the language of the Torah in terms of Nida. On the other hand, in general, in erva, we have, and also Nida has Easter Karis. Right? That's very mahim to the Parsha of Arayos, as opposed to Grusha, the Kohen, or Amara, the Kohen Gadol. There's no Easter Karis over there. So on one hand, there are some Kumras. On the other hand, generally, this is what Reuven pointed out previously, in the world of Arayos, Kedushin aren't tofsim. Kedushin aren't tofes by a Nida. In the world of Nida, in the world of Arayos, how do we define the blood? Mamzer. But Ben Nida, Baruch Hashem, is not a Mamzer. It's Mutar Lavo L'Kohol. How good is the Pagam? Sorry, the Pagam. Moshe has a famous tshuva. How do we deal with Balu tshuva in the world of the Pagam of Ben Nida? Why would HaKadosh Baruch Hu do this to him before he was born? So Moshe says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu arranged that the mother probably went swimming, skinny dipping or something like that, in a pool, and that would be a mikvah, and a certain shitas, etc., that we wouldn't get around the Pagam of Ben Nida. But the question is only one of some sort of a Pagam. Rather, had Moshe wrote it to a father of a groom that they suggested, a kala who was a mamash, a very, very special girl. It happens to be a bala tshuva, and the father said, but I don't know, she's a bas nida. And we said, Moshe Rabbeinu, don't worry about it, she's not a bas nida. Don't worry about it. But even if she had been a bas nida, it's not a mamzer. We're not talking about over here, Yisurim love the kohol. But if this is part of the parsha of Arayos, so why not? What exactly is this nida? So machlokas rishonim. So using the machlokas rishonim, that's how Rav Shechter wanted to explain over here the Rambam in terms of pirsa nida. So okay, we'll begin with that next time. Get a little old business, and then move over into the sugya of Yesh Onas Begitim, and we'll finish the Gemara over here. Very good with that. Move the sugya from Arava Linyan Gitinin. Okay, it would take to learn the sugya straight through to the bottom of the Gimel Amud Aleph, and Marashi and Tosfos are basically showing him. I have no necessary direction for you to go other than to get an overview of the sugya, and then we'll try and discuss exactly the world of Ones as seen over here from the perspective of Yesh Ones V'Gizim. Okay, but again, we won't get involved in Akina Rabba, we won't get involved in all this. Just a question of Ones, just in terms of how do we deal with the world of Ones and Gizim, Ones and Gizim. Tonight.